I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Linford Detweiler and Karen Bergquist have been making music together as Over the Rhine for over 25 years now. And as December sets in here in Oregon, they're on the road from their Ohio farm for their acoustic Christmas tour, which includes songs from their latest reality Christmas album, Blood Oranges in the Snow, among other songs. They've also recently released a 2-CD set recorded as part of the barn raising at their farm/venue in Ohio. They're kind enough to join us in the KLCC studios with mandolinist Bradley Meinerding making the duo into a trio. Nice to see you again. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Christmas time can be such a delicate time of emotions, regardless of spiritual affiliation or lack thereof. So how does reality Christmas music, as you call it, fit into all of this?
Well, we have actually recorded three Christmas records now. I think, as songwriters, we were curious about some of the Christmas songs that hadn't been written. There are so many great, great songs that have been written. And, some of my earliest musical memories are actually from December as a child, singing old carols by candlelight in various Christmas programs and so forth. A time of year with its own music. And anyway, after we recorded Blood Oranges in the Snow, Karen kind of leaned over one time and said, I think we've stumbled across a new genre of music, reality Christmas.
Do you have a musical example of what reality Christmas might sound like?
Yeah, well, I think we're going to start with one of the great reality Christmas songs of all time, a song written by Merle Haggard that we heard on the radio late one night on a drive, and we thought, wow, we should try that one. This is called If We Make It Through December.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and a shiver when I see the falling snow. If we'll make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and the timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard, wanted Christmas to be right for Mama. Get through December, we'll be fine. make it through December, we'll be fine. Maybe even California, if we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Over the Rhine, live in the KLCC studios, covering Merle Haggard's If We Make It Through December. You can find that on their Blood Oranges in the Snow reality Christmas CD. Karen Bergquist on the lead vocals there, Linford Detweiler on guitar and vocals, and Bradley Meinerding on mandolin and vocals today as well. Well, you've been out on the road as we sit here for about a week on this Christmas tour, this acoustic Christmas tour. What kind of a mood, holiday mood, are you finding out there on the road in these intense times?
Hungry. Yeah, I think people just really want to escape for a little bit and kind of have a safe place to heal, you know, and recover from some of the turbulence that we've been experiencing. So, yeah, the audiences have been great and very receptive and eager to hear some music. So,
does it feel any different for you as performers, presenters, to be bringing or creating that holiday spirit under times of intense and divisive conditions?
It feels good. I mean, music is one of those rare American treasures that, you know, it gets people back in the same room together, you know, regardless of some of the self-imposed camps that we divide each other into, you know.
How does all this holiday music that you've created fit into your own holidays and the family structures of which you're inevitably a part as a couple and as a band?
Well, I don't know. Music was always important in my family. I grew up around a lot of old hymns, you know, and we were always singing a lot of harmonies. And you know, I think people like Johnny Cash and Elvis have acknowledged that, you know, their music couldn't have existed without their mother's hymnals. And it's sort of a part of American music that maybe we don't acknowledge. But yeah, Christmas and music were always intertwined in my childhood. And my dad was also a bit of an explorer. He loved to find interesting, unusual Christmas music. And so we grew up listening to Mahalia Jackson sing Go Tell It on the Mountain, and I don't know, old Southern gospel quartets he would find, or sisters, you know, singing blood harmonies from back in the 60s or whatever. And I don't know, I grew up again just loving Christmas music, a time of year with its own music. It was such an odd concept, you know.
Was it a different experience for you, Karen?
No, Christmas was a really kind of a good season. I came from a broken home, and so I was raised by my mom's side of the family. So I only grew up with half of the story. And then I got the other half later when I became an adult and sort of sought them out. And but Christmas, I mean, no matter what was going down, it was a season when, you know, as dysfunctional as we were, we still managed to have a good time and you know, make the best of it. And yeah, there was always music. My grandmother loved music. She had an old con organ, and I still remember she had no rhythm, but she could I can still see her in her petticoat, and she'd be sitting at her organ, and she'd fire up the Leslie speaker, and she had the pedals, you know, her little pantyhose would only go up knee high, and you could kind of see her little legs kind of swinging, and she played pretty well. And then what she couldn't play, she'd put on the record player, you know. So yeah, music was a big part of it. I think without music, it might have been a lot darker and harder, because they had experienced a great deal of loss. There's a book in that story, which we don't have time for today. But the point being, music is a really great place to feel safe.
Always a great place of refuge and joy, no matter what the season.
Yeah, indeed.
Over the Rhine, live in the KLCC studios, out on the road from Ohio as part of their acoustic Christmas tour. What's the next song you feel like playing this afternoon?
Well, let's get a little darker.
This is a song called My Father's Body. My father's body lies beneath the snow, high on a hill in Holmes County, Ohio. From there you can look out across the fields. A farmer guides his horses home as day to darkness bends and finally yields. Dad's gravestone holds the words, "Be still, my soul," a song we sang together long ago. And there were times we even shared one hymn book, his right hand and my left hand side by side, holding pages of music. But now his hands hold nothing but the earth, hands that held me moments after my birth. So we must all finally surrender as we release our grip upon whatever we hold dear and call familiar. My father's body lies beneath the snow, and I'm still learning how to let him. I've come to know him better since he's gone, and often wondered if or how I could have been a different, better son. My father's body lies beneath the snow. Sometimes on Christmas Eve, that's where I go. I hear faint Christmas bells from far away, ring out all the unspoken words I've never found within myself to say.
Over the Rhine, live in the KLCC studios with a song of Linford Detweiler's called My Father's Body. You can find that on their reality Christmas CD, Blood Oranges in the Snow. A true story, I'm presuming, Linford.
Yeah, you know, at my father's funeral, my sister-in-law came up to me and said, "I envy you. You have your songwriting. You get to go, you know, make sense of this." And I thought, that's interesting. And I tried to receive that bit of affirmation, but the years went by and I didn't write anything about my dad's crossing over. And then one day there was some snow on the ground and that line just kind of popped into my head, and I scribbled that song down pretty quickly in about 10 minutes, and I think I said a lot of what I needed to say. And that reality Christmas thing, you know, the loss of a loved one or a chronic illness or the loss of a job, that stuff doesn't necessarily just disappear during the holidays. So, yeah, I think giving people a safe space to kind of acknowledge some of the different layers of this time of year. Yeah.
The fascinating thing to me about that song is how relationships go on beyond the physical passing as well. There's something hopeful and fascinating in that to me.
I found that to be really true, that my relationship with my dad actually grew and changed a lot after he died.
Well, there's deep Ohio roots in that song and deep Ohio roots in this band, and you've created a venue out there. I've seen it called the Nowhere Farm. I've seen it referred to as Nowhere Else also. So it seems to be a barn. It seems to be a venue. It seems to be home. What's evolving out there at Nowhere Farm in the last couple of years?
Well, it's the middle of nowhere, but our booking agent says, yes, but it's the crossroads of everywhere. So I like that. I like to think of that. We are in a good location in central Ohio. We just had this vision for the next 25 years of our career. We've been touring for a long time, and we thought it might be nice to try to lure some people to us, if possible. Also, we've been blessed with all these amazing people we've met in our travels that we would like to bring to Ohio and have an excuse to share them with the people in the Midwest. And that includes poets and directors and photographers and painters and other songwriters. And so we saw this old barn sitting there for sale and thought, okay. And it went back and forth, but to make a long story short, we have a team of investors that are helping us, and also we've gone to our public and said, hey, we're trying to do this thing, and would you want to help us fulfill this vision? And they totally rallied, and we're maybe two-thirds of the way finished with the process, and we're throwing a festival every Memorial Day weekend in conjunction with this little barn raising. Last year we had the Blind Boys of Alabama, Joe Henry, Birds of Chicago, Lucy Wainwright Roach, and just some world-class visual artists. And this year we're going to do it all over again, and the lineup will be slightly different. We have a few surprises, some tricks up our sleeves, but you can find tickets online and come join us.
Over the Rhine, live in the KLCC studios, and live Memorial Day weekend at Nowhere Farm in Ohio. It's a bit of a road trip from Oregon, but you never know. We might get there.
Oh, we've had some folks around this.
We've had some folks from Alaska, New Zealand,
Washington,
Oregon.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. You know, we've done it
for 25 years.
Yeah. So come see us.
Well, you have one more song for us this afternoon?
We do. We're going to go back to the record called Meet Me at the Edge of the World, which... That record was inspired mostly by this little chunk of earth that we call home. And this is a song that I think is another, it's relevant in many ways. It's about that kind of commitment after the whole thing has gone down and you're not sure what just happened. Mm-hmm. It's called I'd Want You. Thank you.
I'd want you. I'd want you. If the swallows fell like snow, tumbling tiny angels with wings, I'd want you. I'd want you. I'd want you. I will lay my body down when the storm is finally through. I'd want you.
I'd want you from Over the Rhine, live in the KLCC studios, originally from Meet Me at the Edge of the World. Karen Bergquist, Linford Detweiler, joined by Bradley Meinerding, live in the KLCC studios. More about Over the Rhine and their reality Christmas music and their reality rest of the year music as well at overtherhine.com and inevitably on social media. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Great to see you again.
Thanks for having us. It was a treat.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.